Hey all, this is The Realist, and welcome to 2018. First off, I'd like to thank all of you who, you know, remain supportive of this thing that I'm doing. Really means a lot. It's been quite an ending to my 2017, if you weren't aware yet. My phone got stolen after a lengthy recording session. It got snatched by a motorcycle rider, biker, whatever. And yeah, that one included all my files, all my audios, all my scripts, all my photos, everything. Like, my entire life was in that phone, and I didn't do backups because, frankly, I just get easily paranoid when, you know, upload them to the cloud, so I'm like, I usually just back them up into my laptop. When, you know, when I'm finished with everything, and that's not a good thing to do. So, like, for my first New Year's resolution, it's definitely learning how to back up my shit. But the time away from GWA has given me a bit of perspective, has given me, like, an outsider's perspective on my audios, and, you know, it's given me, it's made it easier for me to critique the shit that I do. I cannot tell you how difficult it was to check out Gone Wild Audio after my phone got stolen and I decided to take a break. It's the first 2 weeks has been tough for me, mostly because I wanted to keep recording, but obviously I just didn't have it. And in a way, I got kind of not jealous, it's more of a longing, you know, every time I see new audios, and I see audios that are like, oh god, this is genius, this is great, you know, anything, set of tags that look intriguing or something, I didn't listen to them, but it's mostly like, shit, you know, I wish I could do it, I wish I could do it, I wish I could have done something, I wish I could, you know, continue. There's this entire block of there's this entire mental block that happened after everything. So it was tough. It was definitely tough. But yeah, as I said, leaving Gone Wild Audio for a bit, and, you know, just taking a step back, you know, listening back to my audio, so I have a couple of things that I realized that I wanted to do, wanted to change, and I wanted to keep doing. I've dabbled a bit in the final week of December, where I uploaded an F4F audio, which is actually for my Secret Santa, but I backed out when I realized that I didn't want to do it. When I started, you know, picking the pieces back together, I wanted to, you know, go ahead, try my hand out, record it in the car, which is kind of decent quality. Just have to be careful of the breath, you know, I don't know what it's called, the plosives, basically. There, just have to be careful of the plosives, you know, when you do, like, letters, like letter P, you know, you do this, you know, you kind of blow into the mic. That's just something that I should check out when I record things. And then I also did a script, another rape script, because I'm trash, which is actually, if you haven't noticed, or, you know, if you hadn't noticed, it's actually based on the mentality of Kylo Ren from Star Wars. I just really enjoyed the dynamic between Kylo and Rey, and then, you know, his whole obsession with her, kind of made me try my hand at it, but I didn't want to completely base it on Star Wars, because much as I enjoy the dynamic between the two, I am not fully immersed in the world of Star Wars to, you know, write a convincing script about everything, so that had to work. Speaking of, you know, writing scripts and everything, I do have, like, little drafts of different scripts that I planned for December, which I will do this January. But yeah, I wanted to quickly talk about these things that I realized and that I will be probably doing for the first month of 2018, you know, just to test things out, but, you know, some of the things. It's like little New Year's resolutions for my audios, but not really resolutions, more of like things to note. I realized that many of my audios recently have been very submissive in nature, and as just I am in general a submissive person, or, you know, a submissive person to bed. You know, I actually joke with a friend of mine that I'm a boss in the streets, a pet in the sheets. it's a corny fucking joke, but it's true. Much as I'm actually naturally submissive, I do tend to miss playing characters that are very different, and I feel like most of my different characters come from these dominant characters, or, you know, yandere-esque characters, which I had so much fun doing for this FRF script that, not script, this FRF audio that I recently made, which isn't really particularly geared toward the female audience. I believe, like, as a male, like, if you're into this shit, like, if you're into threesomes, or if you're into pet play, or you're into, you know, like building your own fucking harem or something, you might be interested in it as well. It's this woman who kidnaps this other woman and basically trains her to be her and her master's pet. And I really enjoy that, because as I was writing this, you know, I was really inspired. As I was writing this, I was thinking of, okay, what else can I add to this character that would make it special, that would make it different? Because I know already that the idea of basically recruiting another submissive into the fold isn't an idea that's often explored in GWA, and I might explore that, that concept more. I might explore that concept more, but it's just really fun for me to think of something different to do, because it was already a different audio in the beginning. It's just more of like, okay, how can we push the envelope further? And one of my favorite parts in the audio is basically adding the element of Stockholm syndrome into it, and making it seem like the master is not only a master of, you know, these pets, and not only a master of these women, but is also a fucking master manipulator, because when my character talks about her master, she also goes and says, you know, it's gonna, you know, she tries to soothe the victim and says, you know, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna hurt at first, you know, I've been in the same position as you are, you know, I've even asked some questions, like, why me, what did I do to deserve this, when is he ever gonna let me go, and, you know, I just really, 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 really love that part. If I was proud, like, I'm rarely proud on my audios, and that moment right there, when I thought of it, I was just really proud of that. I was like, fuck yeah, that would up the creep factor even more. Like, it was already creepy audio to begin with, you know? She gets drugged, she gets tied up, she gets, you know, she goes through a lot of shit, she goes through knife play, and then, you know, she's basically given a preview of what is to come through this woman who, you know, has gone through the same. So, yeah. I think one of the things that I would note, or that I would push more, is for, even if the concept is kind of samey, even if the concept is you know, similar to many audios that have already been done, and there have been a lot of audios done on GWA, it's kind of difficult to stand out. I want to focus more on the character itself. Being on the dominant scale of things definitely makes it easier for me to, you know, move around and push the envelope and try different things, and, you know, whether it's upping the creep factor or, you know, doing something else, like, you know, like an incest audio where the sister is more aggressive and more, not really aggressive, but, you know, more seductive, more, you know, playing with fire. I would also try to do the same with my more submissive characters, which, you know, I feel like it's a little tough, because you want to do a lot, right? You want to delve into all the, you want to go through all the ranges, you know, you want to do more when it comes to submissive characters, but there's very little leeway, in my opinion, because when you're submissive, mostly the mentality is you're dominant, your dom is the one who takes control, right? And I'm not saying that the submissive cannot take control, I definitely think that she can take control, but it is also in the interest of the dom. And so this is why I enjoy doing escort audios, because with escort audios you can play with, you know, the very different, you can play with different personalities, right? Sure, you know, she can do the same thing. Like, I've done audios where it feels like it's formulaic, where, you know, you have the cock worship, the blowjob, the gagging, the cream pie, which is not always the thing that I do, but, you know, it's the three, like, cock worship, blowjob, gagging, you know, that basically is almost always a part of all my audios. Now, you can basically do the same thing, but when you work on the setup, it's different. I really enjoy the contrast between my escort for Always Be Closing versus my escort in My Favorite Customer. And I think a lot of you enjoyed My Favorite Customer more because there's that caring factor. Always Be Closing is a character that, the character for Always Be Closing is something that I enjoy more actually to work on, because, you know, she's submissive, but she's the type of submissive that's playful, that's, you know, that's a little bold, as compared to My Favorite Customer, which is basically the alpha, or the beta of Always Be Closing, as opposed to her, where she's more, she's more caring, she's more loving, she's more gentle, you know, and even the listener dynamic is different. Like, the listener for Always Be Closing is assumed to be more aggressive, not really aggressive, but more sexually overt, he's more overt when it comes to sex, as compared to, you know, to My Favorite Customer, who is hesitant because, you know, he's only here for the blowjob, like, he just wants to forget about the fact that his wife cheated on him, etc., etc. So, yeah, I guess when it comes to making more audios, you know, whether or not I choose a dominant or submissive side, or, you know, somewhere right in the middle, I think I want to focus more on little bits and pieces of the characters. It's always fun for me to do that, rather than going for the formulaic audios. And another thing that's actually really helpful is, ever since setting up Patreon, you know, with these different requests coming in from my top tier subscribers, from my top tier patrons, you know, it has forced me to look into different scenarios, because like everyone has their different audio ideas, right? And some of them might be ridiculous and some of them might be whatever, but all of that is relative, you know. I had an audio that was, when I first read it, I was like, oh, dude, this is insane. I don't know if I could pull it off. And it was actually that's one way to do it. Which basically defies everything about reproductive health. Where, you know, she doesn't like to get pregnant, so she goes ahead and gives her boyfriend multiple orgasms so that when he comes inside her, like, there's very little cum left. She just really wants to come inside her, but, you know, not getting pregnant. And it's kind of stupid because, you know, in my mind, the entire time I was writing this, you know, she could just take the pill and that's it, basically. I understand there are pills that you could take to minimize the risk of getting pregnant, but yeah, whatever. It is quite a wild audio, and I actually, at first I was hesitant writing it, but I actually really enjoyed it. It was such a fun thing to play with. The challenge was, how many ways can I make this person come? In my mind, how many ways can I make the listener come? I mean, even if he comes like only once or twice, but like, how can I space things out where it actually makes it difficult for him to really get into it? I mean, it makes it difficult for him to like zone out of the audio, and so it was mostly playing with the balance of that audio. And also, I had to like come up with a character where it's convincing. It's kind of convincing. When paired with that kind of scenario, and obviously that character is basically this very horny girlfriend who kind of sounds a little stupid. Who kind of sounds a little, you know, impractical. But yeah, you know, when hormones attack, you know, you can't do anything about it, I guess. Another thing that I enjoyed, and this was purely improv, was I forgot the title of it, but it was basically, you know, she got kidnapped, the guy saved her, and basically she gives her a watch. She's also an escort. I love playing escorts. Body Heat, yes, it's Body Heat is the title. I've actually wanted to do, like, a damsel in distress character for a while now, but I was thinking of how I could pull it off. And the premise given to me by my patron was very, very interesting. I quite enjoyed coming up with a backstory for it. And so it's those little things. It's mostly the characters. Like, I find myself more inspired when I have a character, or when I have to build something behind that character. I think with many scripts, the biggest challenge is, how are you going to make a character, like an unestablished character, okay? It's not like a character like, you know, someone that's known, like, you know, if I made a Rey character from Star Wars, or if I made like the doll from Bloodborne. Not that, you know, when you come up with a character that's, you know, the challenge is mostly how am I going to make a character that's not so specific where the listener would just tune out? A character that has enough backstory to make her interesting and to keep the listener engaged in the audio. Because I guess I'm just tired of audios that are very samey. I've been looking at a lot of scripts on Shilwe, and I'm not saying that all scriptwriters are, you know, fucking awful. They're not. It's just, it's now a personal struggle for me to find a script where the character is compelling enough for me to get into. I mean, it's so rare for me to find a script that's like really interesting for me to do, and the scripts where I find the characters interesting, or like there are some things that they say that I'm not really into saying, So now I'm basically trapped myself into just really making scripts for myself, which is a challenge, you know, when you try to dedicate with yourself with an audio. Which brings me to the next thing that I've noticed. I feel like my process for making audios is very lengthy, which doesn't make sense when, you know, I churn out a shit ton of audios per week or per month, and I feel like the sensible solution would be to reduce my audios to once a week. That's just like the mandatory ones, like the ones that I actually have to make. And it's mostly just finding the balance, really. I want to keep my sub-exclusive audios, but I also want to do GWA audio, so I might do it, get one audio for GWA, then the next week it'll be one audio for my subreddit, and then the next week back to GWA. I'm still figuring out the schedule for that, but definitely I want to lessen the pressure on myself, because I feel like that's the biggest problem with this entire setup, is that I pressure myself to do all of this, and it really drains me. It really like takes out the fun for me. I say it like I have a lot of fun recording and writing the scripts, but pushing myself to get started is always the toughest part. Pushing myself to get started, thinking of a character, thinking of, you know, how to make this unique, how to make this different, how to make this not samey, because I do have a formula. I know I do have a formula. Which is cock worship, blowjob gagging. That's it, really, to be honest. That is my formula. It's like the usual frame. I'm not going to deviate from that frame because I know I enjoy these three things. I will introduce fucking, cream pie, whatever, begging, you know, I'll introduce different elements, but it's that three. And the concern, my main concern is, how do I make the setups different? How do I make the characters different? How do I make this different, this one, that one, you know, without losing engagement, basically, without losing interaction, without losing the listener's immersion. And I think that's the biggest challenge that's one of the biggest challenges for people who regularly create audios for GWA. It's like, how am I gonna make this different? How am I gonna make this, you know, something that they haven't listened to ever? I feel like some of my audios, my most recent ones, ever since I set up Patreon, these are different in a sense that I haven't done these. In a sense that I could bring my own brand into this type of genre or something. Look at me talking like porn is some sort of art, but it's true, it's how I consider it. You know, especially because this is also an outlook for me. It's not just one that's, you know, I just want to make this, then done. It's basically one way for me to keep expressing myself, just keep pushing myself, just see how I can go, see how far my creativity can go. It's been really fun so far. So, yeah, hang on. I feel like I have to take a quick break. It's like 25 minutes or 24 minutes at this audio. So I'm going to take a quick break and drink something real quick. yeah. Right. I think it's really important for me to, like, lessen the pressure on myself, but at the same time I don't want to, like, let you guys down. In real life, stuff has happened as well that has made me, that has torn my focus away from, you know, picking up audios. But it's not that my audios are going to be more scarce, it's more of like, I'm going to have to space it out more. I'll have to think of a schedule and work on that, but basically those audios that I promised, especially for like the giveaway winners and my top tier Patreons, I will make their audios, definitely. I will make them, and then they will be uploaded. I'm actually looking at a schedule already for my recording session, and yeah. I think that I also think that I should do more often is not really ramble faps, but mast audios. Not because they're low, not because they're low quality, not really low quality, but low effort, but there has been a lot of requests for me to do so. I've been hesitant about doing ramble faps because I really don't know what to say. I usually, like, when I do ramble faps, it's like, it's me jumping from one fantasy to another and me just trying to edge myself. But I haven't, it's quite difficult for me, but I think there's an idea in my head where basically I just ramble fap an audio idea and just listen to it again and see how I might write that, convert that into a script, you know. Which I might try for my Patreons first, and we'll see how you guys like it, and then my Patrons first, and we'll see how you guys like it. But that would mostly mean me recording at my place before recording it in a place with a better audio setup. So that's one thing, that's one new thing that I actually want to try out. And yeah, I feel like the tears will have to stay for now until I figure things out. I know I should have figured things out back in December. Okay, it was really, I think it was just really jarring for me. It just really took me out of my mindset, and I just threw myself at work and threw myself at family and threw myself at a new relationship that. I chose to focus on more, and so that I would, like, forget about creating audios for a while, which I feel like was a necessary thing to do as well, because I've been at it for a while. And it really gave me a bit of clarity. It gave me a sense of, oh, what am I doing? I've been doing too much, and this is why I'm burned out. It's bleeding into my... it's bleeding into my career, it's bleeding into my family, not really family, but it's bleeding into my relationships, and it is quite tough to maintain all of it. I actually thought, because, you know, to me, because I thought that making audios was just, like, short work, but it wasn't. The more I focused on the quality of my work, the longer it took to write scripts, the longer it took to think of these scenarios, the longer it took for me to, you know, just try to keep things new and different. And sometimes they're not exactly new and different, you know? Sometimes I just end up doing the same thing. And, you know, you guys might like it, but, you know, I sometimes look at it and I'm like, I've already done this, why am I doing this again, right? So, definitely to space things out more is a thing that I've learned. So yeah, I guess that's what I wanted to talk about mostly, for, you know, GWA aspects. But I think it's also good to, like, talk about what happened this December for me personally. December has been, like, a mix for me. Well, first because my phone got stolen, but I also got promoted, which happened in November, and in December I just worked on that, and I obviously watched Star Wars, and I'm now a piece of fucking Raylo trash, but I've also, you know, got into reading more books, watched a couple of more movies. It's kind of fun, like, getting out of the, oh, I need to think of an audio for this, oh, I need to think of this. It was kind of fun taking myself out of that and gathering inspiration from other source materials, because the script that I made, the Claiming My Tormentor script, which is an M4F audio, please do fill it if you'd like. I'm both proud and not proud of that at the same time. I'm proud because, well, it's a character that I've always wanted to do. It didn't necessarily, like, I've always wanted to make a character that was intensely passionate and kind of insane. But I never knew how to make that character. I never knew what words to put into that character to make him so, right? Until I watched The Last Jedi, and then that basically sparked an idea. Even though he's actually never said any of those things, on The Last Jedi, you know, the things that I've written claiming white dimensions, just the way he expresses himself, and that's where I got the entire thing, and just the way he looks at Rey when all of this happens it was enlightening, but at the same time I'm not proud of it, because Reylo is a very problematic relationship. Not like the previous script. Okay, fine. It is kind of problematic, the fact that I write rape scripts. my first M for F script is a rape script, and then the audios that I'm into are usually aggressive and kind of problematic. So I'm not particularly proud of the fact that this is what I came up with, but I am proud of the fact that I was able to finally pull off this character that I've had in my mind for so long, and it just took one movie for me to go, oh, bam, I know what to do. And so I think I'm definitely gonna watch more films. Might not go with rom-com. I've never really watched rom-coms. I think I should watch a rom-com just to, you know, come up with probably F or M audios, but I guess going through watching movies, reading books has made me, you know, has made me think of more characters based on the movies that I've watched, based on the books that I've read, even based on the music that I've listened to. And the thing is, most of my scripts are actually based on the music that I listen to. My favorite, The Pride of a Submissive, is based on Good For You by Selena Gomez. I know, ridiculous, right? Tear You Apart is also, Claiming My Tormentor is also based on Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. Always Be Closing is, I know Always Be Closing is not only based on The Wolf of Wall Street and, it was based on The Wolf of Wall Street, basically. Wolf of Wall Street and my personal experience. But it was also based on, there was a particular song that I was listening to the entire time I was doing that. Let me see my playlist. I do have a playlist for sexy audios. Not sexy audios. They're not sexy audios. They're not sexy audios. They're not sexy music. It's just whatever helped me come up with these things. Because there are some songs that, you know, have certain characters in them, and you want to do that. I actually forgot what song that was based on, but I believe it was, was it based on a Lana Del Rey song? No, definitely wasn't. I actually forgot. Damn. No. I'll write it down when I do remember it. Looking at it now, I think, yes, it is based on The Weeknd, Earned It, from the 50 Shades of Grey movie. I have not watched 50 Shades of Grey, but I definitely, I have watched 50 Shades of Grey, it's why I thought it sucked, but I have listened to the soundtrack. The soundtrack is actually pretty fucking decent. Minus a couple of songs, I would listen to some of them. But yeah, Earned It. Always Be Closing is based on Wolf of Wall Street and Earned It. Should It Please You is obviously based on Bloodborne. What else? Training You for Master is based on real life experience. Plus, was it also? No, there was no song that I wasn't listening to a song when I came up with this. That's one way to do it, is based on... Nah, there wasn't a song based on this one as well. Ooh, what else? My favorite customer is... No, it's also not based on a song. Wow, I love how, you know... Obviously... Ah, yes. Kuya, you have to choose me or your new girlfriend is based on a Filipino song, basically. Well, it's not really based on a song. Like, I was listening to a song as I was writing this, and it's not at all related to the character for Kuya, you have to choose between me or your girlfriend. And it was... It's titled Provinciana from Bamboo. It's in English, it's Province Girl. Because the song is actually interesting in that she's... The character being mentioned in the song is that she's very fierce. She's not easy. She's conservative. You need to woo her. You need to... do this Filipino concept towards, you know, you need to court her, you know, you need to do a lot of things to have her. But if you have her, she will be loyal to you and she will love you immensely. And that might be, it's such an innocent, the lyrics are very innocent. But when you listen to the music, it's very sexy. It sounds like you can listen, like you can listen to a stripper. You can listen to it in a strip bar, basically. So it's, or a very classy, you know, this is one of those, it's like a very showgirl, not really a showgirl. Yeah, it's a song that you can probably listen to. If you go to a place like Moulin Rouge, basically. And the music video is also very... Like, he has a couple of girls. Like, the singer is surrounded by girls. Dancing provocatively. So, it's just the contrast of that. You know, she sounds... I guess that's why she sounds very innocent. But she's very... she's very tempting, basically. So, yeah. And that's actually how I make these. You know, I used to just listen to music, and now I'm listening to... now I'm basing it on characters as well, and maybe that'll help. So yeah, I mean, how about you guys? Oh, even before I forget, I will definitely make it more of a habit to listen to other people's audios, just so I know how things are being done, I feel like. At least for the start, as I slowly make my way back. At least for the very start, I would listen to more audios and see. You know, gather inspiration from that. Maybe, like, as responses to audios that they will never know if that's a response to an audio or not. Or, like, create a character based on that character. Or based on what's done to the listener. Those types of things. That's another thing that I should really get back to. I feel like when I first started with GDLA, I had my favorites, and that's only what I listened to. I barely widened my range when it comes to listening to different art performers, and I think I should get back to doing that, or get back to trying to do that, especially when I want to do different characters. You know, I want to see how it all works, or if not listening to audios, then reading scripts from different people. Just to get a feel of how it's being done, and, you know, gain some inspiration from that. Alright, that being said, I also want to hear from you guys. What are the new things that you want me to do? What are the things that you want me to try? And I will definitely consider them. What are other things that you believe I should work on? and I will definitely put that into consideration. I'll be checking the forms, the requests, everything this week, and we'll list my ideas this weekend, and we'll book my recording space for next weekend, and then we'll see where it goes. Thank you all for listening. It's a 40-minute ramble. I apologize, but I feel like I owe like an extra lengthy ramble after everything. So, yeah. That being said, I'll talk to you guys soon. Much love. Lust.